This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The official moment for Britain leaving the European Union is in 1 week, Brexit Day, next Friday, January 31st. Britain will technically leave the EU then, although it will remain subject to the EU rules and regulations until the end of this year. There have been predictions of economic disaster, but at least one sector that so far defied the uncertainty is tech. Britain's tech industry is still way ahead of its European rivals. London has 45 startups worth $1 billion, that is to say unicorns, versus 10 for its closest competitor, Berlin, Germany. From One London Tech Hub, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Many tech hubs like this one have sprung up in London since the referendum. Sean Winfield runs a company here helping startups. In spite of the Brexit uncertainties, she says BritTech is buzzing.
There's a lot of excitement and drive and awesome tech out there growing and developing and being successful.
Investors are optimistic too. While the capital invested in tech startups in the US and China fell last year, in Britain it jumped by 44%. Medical tech had a bumper year.
My first impression of Berseus is that it's a more flexible robotic system.
This surgical robot firm raised $250 million. FinTech startups like online banks raised $5.5 billion. Tech investment in Europe as a whole was up by around a third, but says Tom Vaymeyer of venture capital firm Atomico, the UK easily outstripped its European rivals.
London specifically is the European tech capital, and the UK is the single most important country in Europe for technology today.
Why? Because of the presence of a global financial centre in London, he says, and the relative ease of setting up a business here, and...
London has the most internationally diverse base of technical talent of any hub across Europe.
The danger is that the end of the free movement of European citizens into Britain after Brexit will reduce that flow of talent. Antoine Poisson is with the Antler venture capital firm.
And now we see other centres emerging in Southern Europe, in Spain and Portugal. Berlin's been very big on e-commerce companies. Paris is very clearly on the rise.
These continental centres have all stepped up their support for tech. And yet, he says...
London will most probably stay at the forefront.
In spite of Brexit.
In spite of Brexit.
Such is the British capital's critical mass, he says, with 45 unicorns to Berlin's 10, that London is unlikely in the short term to lose its crown. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.